Good morning. It is Thursday, June 25th, 2026, and this is Finance Pulse. Yesterday was one of the most consequential 24-hour periods of the year for bank CFOs. The Federal Reserve released the 2026 DFAST stress test results at 4 p.m., and within hours the capital return announcements were flying. Today at 8:30 a.m. Eastern, the BEA releases its May Personal Income and Outlays report, which contains the PCE inflation reading the entire market has been waiting for. Both of these events together make this morning a genuine reset point for bank planning assumptions. Let we start with the stress tests. The Federal Reserve confirmed that all 32 large banks it tested remained above their minimum capital requirements, even after absorbing more than $708 billion in total hypothetical loan losses. Aggregate capital declined only 1.6 percentage points during the scenario. That is a better outcome than many feared, particularly on the commercial real estate side, where the Fed projected approximately $75 billion in losses. For context, credit card losses drove the largest projected hit at roughly $200 billion. The Fed also reconfirmed what it announced earlier this year. These results will not change capital requirements. The current framework stays in place until 2027, when a new, more transparent stress test model takes effect. What does that mean in practice? It means the capital return window is open right now. Within hours of the results, JP Morgan announced a $50 billion share buyback program. Goldman Sachs raised its quarterly dividend 11% to $5 per share. Wells Fargo plans an 11% dividend hike to 50 cents per share. Morgan Stanley bumped its payout 15% to $1.15 per share and reauthorized a $20 billion buyback. Bank of America said its dividend announcement is coming next month, and in the super-regional cohort, U.S. Bancorp filed an 8K with the SEC, confirming its stress capital buffer stays at 2.6% through October 1, 2027, and announced a dividend increase from 52 cents to 54 cents per quarter, a 3.8% raise starting Q3. U.S. Bancorp also has $4.1 billion of remaining capacity under its existing $5 billion repurchase program. Regions Financial separately has a $3 billion buyback in place at a 3.7% dividend yield. The picture across the cohort is one of capital strength and shareholder return confidence. Now let me turn to this morning's PCE print, because it is the variable that could either reinforce or complicate everything you just heard. The last reading we have is April, where headline PCE came in at 3.8% year over year, and core PCE came in at 3.3%. Both are well above the Fed's 2% target, and both moved higher from March. The dot plot from the June 17th FOMC meeting showed 9 officials expecting at least one rate hike this year, with 6 expecting at least 2, and 9 expecting no move. The committee is essentially split. If the May PCE print today holds steady, or moves higher, the hike camp solidifies, and the probability of an October move rises sharply. If the number decelerates meaningfully, the hold camp gets a lifeline. Either way, CFOs cannot plan around a single rate scenario for the second half of this year. FP&A teams that are still running one central case are already behind. On the AI side, the genuinely new angle today is about deployment sequencing, not just vendor announcements. Across organizations actually running agentic AI in production, a consistent pattern has emerged. Accounts payable automation deploys first because the rules are clear and the baseline metrics exist. Reconciliation and financial close automation follows. FP&A forecast refresh comes next, once data quality has been cleaned up through the earlier phases. Accounts receivable automation goes last because of its external data dependencies. Organizations that skip steps face regression costs. That sequencing matters enormously for bank finance functions, considering where to start. The data point that should be in every client conversation. The State of AI in Finance 2026 report found that 56% of finance leaders now use AI, double the 2023 rate, but finance still ranks last among all business functions in AI deployment. And 45% of finance teams remain stuck in pilot mode. The gap between pilot and production is exactly where transformation demand is being created right now. One warning worth flagging, a term has entered the conversation called agent washing. Vendors who embed a chatbot into their existing planning tool and call it an AI agent are not delivering the same thing as a system that autonomously investigates why results changed across every data source the bank owns. That distinction is the single most useful diagnostic for clients evaluating finance AI tools right now. The contrarian thought for today: more stress test transparency is not just a good governance story, it is a pressure on internal model governance teams. Banks have historically held excess capital as insurance against unpredictable Fed models. As the Fed discloses its models and invites public comment, that excuse goes away. CFOs and controllers who have never had to align their internal capital models to a publicly known Fed methodology are about to face exactly that challenge. Very few finance functions are currently staffed to handle it. Here are your three conversation hooks for today. First, US Bancorp has its stress capital buffer locked at 2.6% through October 2027. How are your super-regional clients translating that kind of SCB clarity into a concrete multi-year capital allocation model? If the answer is a spreadsheet, refreshed after each DFAST, that is a transformation conversation. Second, with the FOMC exactly split on hikes versus holds, FP&A teams producing a single rate forecast for Q3 planning are mispricing the risk. Ask your client how quickly they can generate and refresh dual or triple rate scenarios. The gap between their current answer and what agentic FP&A enables is where the door opens. Third, ask any client evaluating AI finance tools one question: does the platform investigate why results changed across every data source you own, or does it only answer questions about data already inside the tool? If it is the latter, it is not an agent. That one question will tell you whether a vendor is worth a pilot. That is Finance Pulse for Thursday, June 25th. Watch for the 8:30 PCE release and how markets reprice the October hike probability. That number sets the NIM and deposit cost planning backdrop for every bank CFO heading into the second half.